Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today. The latest on those free trade deals. Back on that in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
If you're a Native American who experienced discrimination from the USDA while trying to get a farm loan, you could get a payment of up to $50,000 or more. There will be meetings at the Choctaw Nation in Duran, Oklahoma on October 4th through the 6th where you can get free legal help filing a claim. That's the Choctaw Nation in Duran, Oklahoma, October 4th through the 6th. Just go to IndianFarmClass.com or call 1-888-233-5506 for more details and a full schedule of meetings.
Kent Bacchus is the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's manager for legislative affairs in their Washington, D.C. office. He says the recent U.S. Senate passage of the Generalized System of Preference legislation is a critical step towards passage and implementation of the pending free trade agreements with Colombia, Panama, and South Korea that were originally negotiated by President George W. Bush's administration and have set on the back burner with the Obama administration until recent months. Kibaka says right now the key is to get Congress moving and for the president to step up and get the FTAs transmitted up to Capitol Hill.
Well, you're right. Last week, the Senate passed the Generalized System of Preferences coupled with Trade Adjustment Assistance, and now that has to go back to the House for their consideration. We think the House is likely to bring up this bill in October when they return from recess, and then it's anticipated that President Obama will send the FTAs to Capitol Hill after the House votes to extend Trade Adjustment Assistance. You know, ultimately, the ball is in President Obama's court, and we need him to be a leader right now and send the FTAs to Congress as soon as possible. Otherwise, we'll continue to run the risk of losing market share to our competitors, who will be able to undercut our prices in every single market. You know, the demand is there for U.S. beef. All we need is a greater access to the consumers in those markets, and the best way to that is through these FTAs.
Baca says that all of U.S. agriculture has got the potential to be a winner with these three free trade agreements if they are indeed ratified in the next few months, hopefully in the month of October. And he says that for the U.S. beef cattle industry, it'll be especially sweet if we can get that South Korean free trade deal to the finish line.
Well, obviously, you know, as I mentioned before, the demand for U.S. beef is continuing to rise. And if you look at Korea specifically, our U.S. beef sales to Korea this year have just been skyrocketing. Just from January to July alone, we sold over $431 million of U.S. beef to Korean consumers. That's an increase of 48% over the same time period of last year. You know, unfortunately, with that massive 40% tariff, that means that we have paid over $172 million in tariffs to Korea this year alone. And, you know, the demand is there. We just need better access to those consumers. We need to be able to sell more of our product at a more affordable price. And the greatest way to do that is to improve access through the Korean FTA.
Kent Bacchus with NCBA's Washington, D.C. office on the FTAs and their benefit U.S. agriculture to the U.S. cattle industry. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hey neighbors, want to remind you about Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming up Monday, October 3rd, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 500 head will sell, 250 top-notch Angus bulls to be offered, along with 250 commercial spring-bred heifers, including females from the historic 666 Ranch in Texas. For more information, check out their website, expressranches.com, or call them 800-664-3977. The Ranchers Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Monday, October 3rd.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.